Hey, it's Molly Webster. I have a surprise for you. Next month, myself and producer Mona Medgaukar are going to do an AMA about our snail sex tape episode. You can ask us anything about snails and the behind the scenes of making an episode work. How long did it take us to make? How did we come up with the sound effects? Why are snails and slugs related? The AMA will be on April 16th, and in order to come, you have to be a member of the lab. So go to radiolab.org/join right now, sign up, use the code word snail to get a discount on your membership. And also, if you sign up now, you get a snail enamel pin. If you're already a member of the lab, come to the AMA. Thank you for listening. Can't wait to see you there, April 16th.
Wait, you're listening?
Okay.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, it's tax season. Are you as stoked as I am? No, of course you aren't. Because taxes can be super stressful. I know that I'm going to owe money, and so I'm avoiding all the emails from my accountant. I'm not alone. 88% of Americans reported financial stress at the start of 2026. So it's normal, but it doesn't mean you have to white-knuckle your way through. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. BetterHelp makes it easy, it says, by matching you with one of their over 30,000 licensed professionals tailored to your needs. And if it's not a perfect fit, you can switch at any time. And look, a therapist can't fix your money problems, but they can help you address shame, guilt, avoidance. Get matched with a qualified professional on BetterHelp. You can sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/radiolab. That's betterhelp.com/radiolab.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You're listening to Radiolab.
Radiolab.
Shorts!
From
WNYC.
See?
Yes.
And NPR.
Hello, I'm Jad Abumrad.
I'm Robert Krulwich.
This is Radiolab, the podcast. Today on our podcast, we're going to do, we're going to revisit something from our last podcast, The Numbers Show. And at the same time, we're going to travel to a completely new universe.
A whole new universe. Okay.
You ready for this?
Well, I don't know what we're doing.
You genuinely don't know what we're about to do, right?
I don't know.
Will you just state that for the record?
Audience people, I have no idea what is about to happen.
That's good. I like you in that state. So, Tim, do you have the tape of the
the
actual numbers?
We're starting off.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing we're going to be revisiting. Remember this piece of tape?
4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
1, 2.
Okay, don't touch the microphone.
Oh, sure. Of course. This is from the numbers piece.
Okay, if you
numbers
count show. To 10, I'll let you touch the microphone.
1, 2, 3, 6.
1, 2, 3.
Do you want to just maybe give it, set it up, give it some context?
Okay, so what you're listening to is one of the stars of Radiolab. She's now about 2 years old. She's actually, this is her second appearance on the program.
That's right. Her name's Mina.
Mina, can you count?
1, 2, 3, 6.
And Mina, in this case, is learning the business of counting.
Yes, that was raw tape recorded of Mina counting. Lulu Miller recorded it, and Mina's mother, we should also say, is Amanda Aronchak. Okay, so what I'm going to do is take that tape and play it for you in a completely new context, a non-Radiolab context. What? Maybe I need to say that again. A completely new context.
You're a wild and crazy guy. Okay, I won't even ask why. Go ahead.
I'll set it up for you. Okay, here's the backstory. Okay, in 1964, there was a piece of music that we're going to talk about now called In C.
In C?
In C.
Is that like I-N-S-E-E as in I see you?
No, no,
or
no.
In letter
no, it's
C?
Like I-N letter C, like in the key of C.
Oh, okay.
C major. And you can hear it. It's kind of a...
sort of Philip Glassy kind of thing?
Actually, it was sort of the original Philip Glassy kind of thing.
Oh.
In C was written by a guy named Terry Riley at a time when music, classical music, had turned very, very dark. You know, people were writing all kinds of, like, really dissonant stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting for a while, But then it became...
A little dull.
A little hurtful, actually. People were losing interest. But then along comes our man, Terry Riley, who writes this piece in C. Very joyous. And it was like a watershed moment.
I confess, I missed that moment in the cultural history of America. It just went right by me.
Well, lucky for you, you've got me. No, seriously, like, In C inspired Philip Glass and Steve Reich and, like, scores and scores of movie music. And, you know, that whole explosion of minimalism, you could even say it, like, inspired techno and all kinds of other stuff. So, in a way, it all comes back to this piece which no one has ever heard before called In C.
Oh.
So here's what I want to do right now. I want to tell you about a project that I was involved in that united my Radiolab self with my non-Radiolab self and at the same time brought in Mina, the counting two-year-old.
Okay.
There's an ensemble called the Grand Valley State New Music Ensemble who decided they were going to re-record In C, and also they asked 18 people, or maybe it's 16, I always forget, a whole bunch of people to remix the song, and I was one of the people they asked.
Really? When did this happen? I didn't even know that this happened.
This happened actually right when Emil was born, so I was on leave.
So we are about to hear the Abumrad remix of In C, the world famous piece that saved America's classical music from turning sour and ooky.
That might be overstating its influence a bit, but yeah, I do want to play you that remix. But before that, I want to play you two other of the 18 remixes, which I think are really good.
Okay.
Starting with this one. I really like this remix. It comes from a guy named Michael Lowenstern.
My name's Michael Lowenstern.
Mike Lowenstern.
I'm a dad, a composer, and...
And a bass clarinetist.
And a bass clarinetist.
Hey, so speaking of bass clarinet, is that what that sound was?
Oh, no, that's a synth.
Whatever it is, I love that sound.
The whole thing about In C is that it's really about randomness.
Yeah, because the performers are supposed to improvise.
And the whole thing about these remixes is that it's about structure.
Yeah.
And so the things that are most usually structured about any mix, any remix, especially a dance mix, is going to be the drums.
Drums do sound pretty structured.
Well, that was the one thing that I threw to a random generator.
What do you mean? You mean that...
It gets cut up. The drums never sound the same twice.
Oh, so you use the computer to, like, algorithmically randomize the drums?
Mm-hmm. All of the drums are chopped up. And then it'll start shuffling.
It goes on. That's okay. Michael's version. So I'm going to play for you one more from someone that we've spoken with on the program before. Zoe Keating. Remember Zoe?
Do I remember Zoe? Of course.
Zoe, the cello goddess.
The cello goddess. Beloved by so many of our people who write into us.
And you're not exaggerating.
And that's tip of an iceberg. Yeah.
So Zoe had a very different take. Here's hers.
When I got the call to do it, I was sort of... like both intrigued and scared.
Yeah.
Because good. In C is such a well-known piece.
Yeah. Now, you called your remix Zinc. What does that mean?
Zoe in C.
Is that what that means?
That's what it is, because I never play in C. You know, it's a key that I always avoid.
Why, is that hard to play on the cello?
It's the easiest to play on the cello.
Oh.
It's really easy to play on cello, and it's kind of... I think of C and C major as being sort of... childlike key.
Yeah.
When I think of, like, the key of C, I think of this sort of childlike optimism, you know, where you like I'm looking out the window right now and the sky is that beautiful California blue, and that is a C major sky. I wanted to make it feel like it was washing over me, like it was sort of a rushing waterfall. And one thing is that I really wanted it to sort of fall over the edge of the waterfall, because I wanted to really have that feeling of like, okay, here we come, and now we're gonna fall off the waterfall.
Oh my God.
Over.
So that's Zoe's. Isn't that nice?
That's really nice.
I know. Kind of makes you feel warm.
So are you going to try to like improve on that? Because that would be dangerous.
I don't know. I put mine up against hers and Michael's with extreme caution. But here's mine. So let me set mine up.
This is pretty brave of you. Okay.
I know. Well, I'm going to talk for a bit so that people forget the glory of what they just heard.
Okay.
So here's what I was thinking. I was on paternity leave.
Right.
And you and everybody else was doing the numbers show,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And I was hearing some things you guys were doing from time to time, and Lulu played me the piece she was working on, which was that one about counting, which included the tape that we played at the very beginning.
Yeah. Right.
Can you do that?
One, two, three, six.
And it was funny because I had gotten this NC commission, and I had this little baby, and I was doing that thing, you know, that people do with babies where you just start counting to them. It's like an instinct. One, two, three. And so I heard that tape and I was like, oh, that's what I'm doing. But since I had NC in my head, I was kind of counting to that NC ostinato. Ding, 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 ding. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. So it was the two thoughts fused in my head.
I'm already feeling a little sorry for this baby. Excuse me.
So the two thoughts fused in my head. So I thought, I'm going to remix this piece as kind of a children's song.
So this is the dedicated to Emil version of In C by
me. It's called Counting In C. It uses that tape of Mina counting, and my own baby makes an appearance.
Is your son going to be in this?
Yes, he's one of the first things you'll hear.
Oh, you are a shameless father.
It's true. So why don't we just play the whole damn thing?
Let's play the whole damn thing. Thank you.
5. Remember how to count?
So that's my NC.
Oh, wow. Hey, look, here's the thing. Don't write and say how much you liked it and how he should do this all the time, because this would be very, very disconcerting for those of us who work here.
What does that mean?
I think that this was just a little bit too good, actually, and it's like slightly worrisome. Really, don't write the man, because I don't want him to think about other career options. Because I could hear nasal stuff, Brooklyn playground stuff, Mina. I heard you went through the drawers of your desk and got every little thing.
It's true. I was kind of shameless. It's true. But okay, no more music for a while.
No more music for a while.
You know, if you want more information on the record, check our website, radiolab.org. I also need to thank Bill Ryan, who's the head of the Grand Valley State New Music Ensemble, for making the whole record possible. Now to those funders, and they are...
Well, they're the National Science Foundation.
Yep, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and...
The Sloan Foundation.
Yes. I'm Jad Abumrad.
I'm Robert Kolwicz.
Thanks for listening.